This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. The Election Commission of India yesterday announced a schedule for the Maharashtra and Jharkhand Assembly elections. Maharashtra will go to polls in a single phase on 20th of next month. In Jharkhand, polling will be conducted in two phases on 13th and 20th of next month. The counting of votes in the two states will take place on 23rd of next month. Announcing the poll schedule in New Delhi, Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said notification for election to the 288-member Maharashtra Assembly will be issued on 22nd of this month and candidates can file their nomination papers till 29th of October. In Jharkhand, the notification for the first phase of voting will be issued on 18th of this month and candidates can submit their nomination papers till 25th of October. The Chief Election Commissioner said, for the second phase of polling in the state, the notification will be issued on 22nd of this month and the nomination can be filed till 29th of October. With the announcement of poll schedule, the Model Code of Conduct has come into force in both the states. The poll panel also announced a schedule for by-election in several assembly constituencies and two Lok Sabha seats. By-polls of 47 assembly constituencies in different states and for Wayanad parliamentary seat in Kerala will be held on 13th of next month. The by-polls of one assembly seat in Uttarakhand and Nanded Lok Sabha seat in Maharashtra will be conducted on 20th of November. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar reached Islamabad yesterday on a two-day visit to Pakistan to attend the SCO Summit. The 23rd meeting of Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO Council, of the heads of government, CHG, will be held today under the chairmanship of Pakistan. The SCO Council of Heads of Government meeting is held annually and focuses on the trade and economic agenda of the organization. The External Affairs Minister had earlier remarked that his Pakistan visit is for a multilateral event and he had ruled out bilateral talks. This is the first high-level visit of an Indian foreign minister to the neighbouring nation in 9 years. Union Minister for Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman will be on a visit to Mexico and USA from today. During the first leg of her visit to Mexico from 17th to 20th of this month, Mrs. Sitharaman will chair the Tech Leaders Roundtable that will bring together global technology leaders, including the major Indian IT giants present in Guadalajara. Mrs. Sitharaman will also hold a bilateral meeting with Minister of Finance and Public Credit of Mexico, Rogelio Ramirez de Lao. Besides, she will also hold discussions with several members of the Mexican Parliament to strengthen parliamentary cooperation and foster economic development. Arun Kumar Chatterjee, Secretary of the Ministry of External Affairs, addressed the media last night regarding the President's visit to Algeria. He described the visit as historic and expressed confidence that it would enhance political, economic and cultural relations between the two countries. Mr. Kumar further said that India will support the matter of Algeria's membership in BRICS when the matter is brought to the summit. He also noted that the mutual desire among both the countries and the business community is to explore the significant untapped potential for collaboration. In a significant boost to the country's defence capabilities, India and US have signed the contract for procurement of 31 MQ-9B Predator drones. This deal, aimed at enhancing the country's operational readiness and military strength, includes tri-service procurement of the MQ-9B, Sky Guardian and Sea Guardian drones. The contract was signed by the Ministry of Defence and US government in New Delhi yesterday. The 10th India-Colombia Foreign Office consultations were held in New Delhi yesterday. The consultations are co-chaired by Secretary East Jaideep Nazumdar and Colombian Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs Jorge Rojas Rodriguez. In Denmark Open Badminton, two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu has advanced to the women's singles three-quarter finals in Odense yesterday. Her opponent of the game, Chinese Taipei's Pai Yu Po, pulled out midway due to an injury when Sindhu was ahead 21-8, 13-7. And with that is the end of this news bulletin.